in. Fellow seekers of the divine, Gurudev constantly repeated, the goal of life is God realization. But what does that mean to us? Is it some grand experience? Is it a change in our angle of vision? Is it a conviction? It is certainly meant to be something that changes the way we think and we behave. It is something that transforms us. If we say God realization, it means to make God real. If we say self-realization, it means to make the self real. The scriptures tell us God and the self are one. In what way do we finally make God real? Ultimately, we make God real in the same way that the truth of this earth is real to us. Throughout the history of the world, it was believed that this earth is flat. The sun goes around the earth. The earth had oceans, and if you went to the edge of the ocean, you would simply drop off this flat earth. But then, perhaps about 500 years ago, this obvious truth began to be questioned. And some said the earth was round. Most people laughed at them. The earth was obviously flat. And yet, 500 years later, no one believes that the earth is flat. Even though we are seeing the same earth as our ancestors did 500 years ago. What was proposed as a theory or a proposition 500 years ago is now almost unconsciously accepted as an obvious truth, an obvious fact. What has happened? What has changed? The earth has not changed. It has always been around. Our sight, our eyes have not changed. We still see a flat earth. What has changed? It is our belief. Is it an intellectual belief? Yes, of course. The intellect believes it. Is it an emotional belief? Yes, we accept it emotionally. But you could almost say it is an unconscious belief, a belief that is in our bones, so to speak. It is an unemotional belief. It is simply a fact that we live with and just do, especially if we are making travel plans. And so it is with making God real. Does the intellect have to be convinced? Of course. The emotional nature has to be convinced through spiritual experiences. But above all, that truth has to become what we might call a natural conviction. Not something dramatic, no more dramatic than the belief that the earth is round. Dramatic only in the sense that for us it is a certainty that governs our whole life. How much we've realized God is how much that certainty changes our entire nature, our thinking, our feeling, and our actions. When it becomes absolutely natural to us, just like our conviction that the earth is round, it automatically affects the way we think and feel and act. That is the natural state. That is what we saw in Gurudev and Pujaswami Chitnagaji. That is the goal that they are calling us towards. A perfectly natural state, just as we are, with a new angle of vision. Ariel.